Hachette Audio presents The Last President of Europe, written by William Drozdiak, read by Paul Hodgson. For Renilda and the next generation, Nicholas, Karen, Natalia, and Lily. Old France, weighed down with history, prostrated by wars and revolution, endlessly vacillating from greatness to decline, but revived century after century by the genius of renewal. Charles de Gaulle, The War Memoirs, 1940-46. Part 1. France. Chapter 1. A Fast Start. The inauguration day of France's youngest leader since Napoleon was strangely subdued. There was little of the grandiose pomp and splendor that accompany the passage of power in other capitals. In his first act as commander-in-chief, Emmanuel Macron perched himself in the back of a camouflage military jeep as he rode up the Champs-Élysées to light a flame in honor of his country's war dead at the tomb of the unknown soldier at the Arc de Triomphe. He paid a personal visit to a military hospital, where he comforted soldiers wounded in operations in Mali and Afghanistan. That rainy Sunday morning, Macron walked silently past an honor guard on a crimson carpet laid out on the gravel courtyard of the Élysée Palace. He climbed the steps to his new residence, where he was greeted stiffly by outgoing President François Hollande. Macron had served as Hollande's deputy chief of staff and economy minister before launching a campaign that would betray his mentor and demolish the country's political establishment. The two men briefly huddled in private so that Hollande could pass along the secrets of state, including launch codes for France's nuclear arsenal. Under the gold chandeliers in the Salle des Fêtes, about 200 people had gathered to mark the occasion, including Macron's wife Brigitte, her adult children, and members of the new president's staff. Laurent Fabius, the head of France's Constitutional Council, administered the oath of office and urged Macron to calm the anger, repair the wounds, alleviate the doubts, show the road forward, and embody the hopes of all French people. Fabius said that Macron fulfilled the dictum of François René de Chateaubriand, one of France's greatest writer philosophers. To be a man of his country, one must be a man of his times. In brief remarks, Macron declared that the
sample complete. Ready to continue?